This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Are you there, Sam?
Yep, hang on, I'm just turning that on.
Is our guest ready?
Yep, I've got the music ready.
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, sounds great.
Cool. Otago Access Radio, in partnership with Otago Polytechnic, brings you Blowing Bubbles.
Blowing Bubbles brings you positive conversations with people in their bubbles around the world.
We're curious about how people are finding new ways of life, being and problem solving. Every Wednesday, the Sustainable Lens team of Samuel Mann and Mawera Karatai reach out from our bubbles to chat with interesting and positive people around the world.
Broadcast on Otago Access Radio, 105.4 FM in Dunedin, and streamed and podcast on oar.org.nz.
Bringing joy, connection, kindness and peace in all the days ahead.
Welcome to Blowing Bubbles, positive conversations with people in their bubbles, their safe spaces around the world. I'm Samuel Mann, and I am joined by Mawera Karatai. Kia ora, Mawera.
Kia ora, Sam. How's it going?
It's going very well indeed. We are doing the show as a Waitangi Day special.
We are, and it's really neat because we're talking to someone really special who's in Waitangi. It is my great pleasure to introduce the wonderful Mr. Quinn Kingi. Welcome, Quinn.
Kia ora, guys. Nice to be here. Kia ora, Sam. Kia ora, whai o maori wa.
Kia ora.
Kia ora, Quinn. So, we're talking to somebody at Waitangi about Waitangi. What are you doing there?
So, I'm at the Waka Kaupapa. So, every year at Waitangi, we have a fleet of wakas that paddle on Waitangi Day. And so, I'm really happy and grateful to be a part of the Rōpū and the organisation who organise it. We take a fleet, or we take a crew up from Whakatāne to paddle on these wakas here, look.
Whoa, beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm so happy and grateful to be here, and it's a really great way to celebrate Māoridom, I suppose.
Quinn, would you be able to take a photo of those so we can add it in for the listeners? We'll add that in, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Cool. Yep, I'll take a photo and send it. I'll send it to you for.
Great.
So it sounds like there's a bit of a party going on around you. What does the few days look like?
So what's just happened is a pōhiri's just finished. So Ngāti Whātua has just turned up. They will stay here with the rest of the whānau. So we have Te Aroa here, we have Kahanunu here, we have pretty much all of the North Island iwis here. Tainui, really, but I think they're turning up tomorrow. There's a real urgency, I suppose, within Māoridom to create unity. So the waka community within our iwi have really band together, and this is just a real great way to celebrate Māoridom, I reckon.
So how many people have you got with you?
So from Whakatāne, we brought up about 25 people, most of them being rangatahi, but there is a guy named TK White who's been coming here since he was 10 years old. He's pretty much our māngai, so he's like our leader. He's been a part of the waka community for over 10 years. It's really good to be a part of, and just something, it's magic, you know, to be amongst our people, sharing our culture, and just walking with different walks of life. It's really awesome.
Quinn, how many people are there? You said before a number. How many people are there in the tent village?
I would say there's about 1,000 people, I would say.
And I'm going to be paddling. How many waka will be in the water on Thursday?
Wow, how many waka? Boy, how many waka's going to be in on Thursday?
There's going to be There's more than 20. Then I've got two from Tainui.
Wow.
Then there's another rangatahi. There's another two down there. And then what was that? 19 of 14. And then with the other roku, there's more waka.
Just on the podcast.
Oh. Kia ora. Who are we talking to, Quinn?
If you're joining the two roku together, there'd be around 20.
What's your ingo again for?
Miri.
Wai Mirirangi. So her papa Joe is pretty much the high rangatira of this whole kaupapa.
So
very grateful to be here.
So talk to us about why this matters. What's going to happen? What's the usual process that happens on the day?
So we wake up early in the morning, do our karakia, then we'll head down to the awa. So we practice all day. We got onto the water today for the first time. It's really ceremonial, and it's really to remember everyone who's been a part of it before. It's just such an amazing occasion. You know, you feel closer to your tupuna. It's a huge buzz because it's Waitangi Day. There's a lot of political climate, you know, around that surrounded this place, and all the history that has gone before us. It just heightens and it raises the consciousness of the occasion. So it's I can't find the words to sum it up, but on Waitangi Day early in the morning, there'll be 1,000 people right here where we're standing. We'll be all practicing. We'll head down as a ropu. That's going to be probably chaos because there's going to be a lot of organising, a lot of people trying to get to and from the spaces. But it's magical. I can't think of a better word. You know, we know Toitū Te Tiriti and the treaty bill that's happening at the moment. So now with that climate, with that political climate, the vibe here at Tent City is just, you know, we're just happy, and it's really good to be Māori, you know, and that's the vibe that we get here, and I'm happy to be here.
Is this your first time?
No, this is my fifth time. This is my fifth time here at Tent City, on the Walkers. It's like a bug, you know. Once you've done it once, you crave it, and you can't get enough.
Awesome.
Let's take the first of your music choices. We've got some music in the background. We've got NRG Rising with Sway. Why this one?
Sway, like it's. You know, when you're in that vibe and you're, you know, just every morning when I put it on, it just sets the tone for the day. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm vibing for the rest of the day. Whenever I feel like I'm starting to peak out a little bit, I'll play either those two songs, just to pick me up again.
Sway.
Quinn, you said that you've got mostly rangatahi with you. How do you go about finding them?
Oh, so a lot of them are younger whānau members. So the rōpū that I'm with, they're a lot, well, they're gang members, but we're making change. So we're not, you know, that gang member word is not a nice word to say in this day and age. We're whānau. So basically, a lot of them are from the, how do I say it, the low decile areas, you know, so, you know, i.e., we call it the hood. So we take a lot of our whānau that are going through intergenerational change, I suppose, and we show them these kinds of spaces. Yes, so we're leading by example, you know. And one of the things growing up in places where I come, where I've lived most of my life, well, where I'm from, is Awatapu. And so, you know, we were disconnected from our culture. So one of the real drivers for us is reconnecting. It's our identity as Māori that we are seeking, and that's one of the big motivating factors for us is, showing our rangatahi the things that we didn't have as children, you know, as kids growing up, you know, in the hope that it redirects a lot of these young ones' rangatahi into a better space. Mm.
Is the waka that you've got, is it an old one, or are they all old?
No, so around the 60s, late 70s, there was a huge push towards re-indigenising our spaces. So Te Rangi, Ngāi Tairangi Kahu, the Māori Queen, she used to turn up to Waitangi and she used to, she wanted to indigenise the space again because there was hardly any Mauraka, Waka, it was just, it wasn't really what she wanted. So what she strove to do was to re-indigenise the space. So from that point, she talked to all of the rangatira around New Zealand and Aotearoa, and that, there was a huge push from that time to bring back the waka kaupapa, bring back Mauraka. So a lot of our rangatira, Ben Mamaku was his name, in Ngā Tiawa. He was a real driving force to bring back a lot of our culture in terms of waka and Mauraka, that was for sure.
What does that mean going forward, do you reckon?
For me, it's identity. Identity as Māori, it's very easy to fall into the stereotypical ideology. Māori are gang members, Māori are in prison, Māori are unhealthy. But I think using our culture, all of the values are already there that we had. And I don't want to bang on the colonization card, but there was a lot of disconnection that happened through colonization. And speaking from experience, my connection back to my culture has really helped me. There's key values in our culture like manaakitanga, whanaungatanga, whakawhanaungatanga, like all of these key fundamentals really do help you as an Indigenous or as a Māori connect. Basically, it's just about connecting back to your, we call it our Tūranga Waiwai, but connecting back to your homeland, your people, your marae. That's what it is for me, it's connection.
And is this a pathway for our rangatahi as well to come back to their, to re-establish their connection? Do they need it in the same way that we have needed it?
More so than ever. Technology is great, but then it's also a distraction as well. We have so many broadcasts around the world. Our kids can easily be misdirected or, I think our culture is very much needed because it brings us, it grounds us, it humbles us, and it's connection again, like whakapapa, for example. It teaches you how to pay homage to everyone that came before you. Which is a great thing as a rangatahi. Rangatahi, you're hot-headed. You act out of at a heat of the moment. Whereas in our culture, there's a saying that takes a village to bring up a child. With a lot of our people who have moved away from home, we don't have that village, so to speak. So that's where technology does come in handy. But yeah, I think it's very much needed. It's again, it's connection, it's whānau, it's you have your nannies around who can offer all that wisdom, you have your koros around who can offer you all that wisdom as well. And then that's what I think a lot of our whānau who are disconnected from our culture miss out on.
Hear.
So what happens with the waka on the day?
Presumably you go paddling.
Yeah, so there's Ngā Tuki Mata Whaurua, so that's the biggest waka that we have in Aotearoa. That's the big boy. There's 80 men that can fit on that waka. So he'll lead the charge. All the wakas will follow. We'll end up doing a couple of salutes, so we'll we'll come underneath the bridge at Waitangi. We'll come underneath, we'll go past Te Ti Marae. We'll do a couple of loops, do our salutes to all the crowd. Then we'll pull the wokas up. Then we do a big mass haka. And then from that point, we'll hop back on the haka, on the waka. And then we go over to the island and we pay homage to all the tupuna that have come before us. It's a really monumentous occasion at Waitangi. You know, and as I mentioned, under this political climate, we find ourselves today, it's going to be even more monumentous because, yeah, it's just sort of really picked up the, I would say urgency, but the want to be a part of our culture.
Is it a matter of getting on and living and being and enjoying the culture as a foil to the political thing that's going on? Because the political thing's kind of on your doorstep. Well, Seymour's Hapu's uninvited him and hiding in Akaroa. But the politicians are right there. Are those rangatahi engaging?
I think right now it's not so relevant for our rangatahi to be engaging in the political climate. But I would suspect they feel the urgency. They understand that there is a how do I say it? There is a huge need to participate in politics now. You know, the saying is that you know, even though I don't think the treaty bill is going to achieve what it sets out to do, but I do know that it has woken up Māoridom. So Māoridom are now like come together, you know. This is the biggest, I've been here 5 years, this is the biggest I've ever seen the Waka Regatta. And that's the sign there that even though this bill is being moved, what it's done in a positive light is it's gone and reawoken Māori and it's making people want to participate, not just in politics but in Māori culture in general. So that's the beauty, really.
Let's take the second of your music choices. Let's have Joy and Soul with Evie Stacks. Light. Yes. Why this one?
This is all about vibration. No, and what vibration frequency you're operating at. So for me, when I put that on, it just amps and I just elevate my frequency instantly. So I just love playing that. And it talks about next generation too. So now the decisions you make now will affect your kids, will affect your mokupunas, mokupuna. And that's one of my real motivators to make change is to be the example. For my whānau, for my tamariki, and my mokopuna to come, you know. So yeah, that's what this song does for me.
My light is a high vibration, multiplied by future generations. Inside to my manifestation. You gon' need some shades for this one, boo. My light is a high vibration, multiplied by future generations. Inside to my manifestation, illuminated once you get the revelation. The illumination of high-level thoughts, feelings, and awareness bring about an understanding too incredible to be accurately described. They are no longer a mystery, but a gift to me and you. Perception is reality, but for what I'm envisioning, I don't need to see through your eyes. Light bends through mine. I foresee what's waiting for me, and I intend to receive all of my good. You see, I'm royalty, and while that may make you uncomfortable, ask yourself, what in me makes me want to dim the shine of another? Ignite the darkness and chase your shadows. Find peace in their chaos and ascend. Find your light.
Use my light to shine. I'm on a mission to recover what's mine. Let me use my light to shine. I'm on a mission, can't waste no time.
My light is a high vibration, multiplied by future generations. Insight to my manifestation, illuminated once you get the revelation. My light is a high vibration, multiplied by future generations. Insight to my manifestation, illuminated once you get the revelation.
The thing we don't understand is just how our light changes things. We walk into a room and expose the shadows. They're compelled to elevate up to a higher level of consciousness. So even if it's not our intention, sometimes our very presence triggers other people to confront the parts of themselves they may not want to. Now, this can manifest itself in a number of ways, but often it comes out to where others attack us instead of taking the opportunity to grow within themselves. But that's okay. Keep shining your light for those who need their path illuminated and that appreciate the opportunity to level up. Give no energy to your haters.
No energy.
Make them put on shades, boo.
My light is a high vibration, multiplied by future generations. Insight to my manifestation, illuminated once you get the revelation. My light is a high vibration, multiplied by future generations. Insight to my manifestation, illuminated once you get the revelation.
Bubble Sprite of the Forest of Orokanui, Dunedin's favourite goddess, Tahu Mackenzie.
Kia ora koutou, nā mihi aroha nui kia koutou, ko tahu ahau. I hope you're all having the best day, beautiful superstars in your beloved universes. And I really hope, wherever you are, and whatever's happening around you, this journey that we're all on together is proving to be very rewarding, very sustaining and illuminating for you more and more each day. Who you are, a triumph of nature's art, perfect, unique, and here, making things better. Thank you. Now, I know that for us all, the last several years have been very tough, and for all of us, I know our lives have changed more than we could ever have imagined. And not only our lives, but the lives of everyone on this planet. And we have come through a shared experience, and we have come through a shared transformation, and now a shared recovery and ongoing change and transformation for us all. And something I love about this show, and I'm so honoured to be part of it, so a huge thank you to Sam and the whole Blowing Bubbles team for having me, is that for me it really taps into that integral aspect of us as a species, that as storytellers and story lovers, we can enliven and inspire one another always when we share our truth and our perceptions. And of course, having each of us a unique consciousness, we are all experiencing reality uniquely, and our brain and our heart and our soul and our modi and our, all those things are unique to each of us, but of course, bind and connect us to the oneness of all life. And when we do come together and share, I always find, oh, something awakens within me. And even if I am feeling absolutely wrung out and exhausted, and, you know, so much that goes on in our lives does drain us, and that's inevitable. Hearing these stories, hearing these moments of change and realization for others, lift me up each time, and my outlook again evolves and shifts, and I really appreciate it. I'm so grateful for it. So thank you for everyone who shares their story on this show. Yes, and for myself, you know, I've had long COVID now for the last 4 years, and it's been really interesting journey. I've reduced my hours at work now just to 20 hours, and down from full-time at the eco-sanctuary here in Otipoti, Otokonui. And, you know, a lot of my internal landscape and internal universe has grown as a result of this. You know, I have been fortunate to work with the public for more than 20 years here in Otipoti, and I'm so honoured to have had those opportunities, and now for the last several years to have had the opportunity to have to go within a lot more and encounter such an infinite and fascinating and confronting and in many ways unfathomable interior universe. And I know for each of us this does happen, for us all throughout our lives at different times. And for myself, again, having the opportunity to share my story and hear other stories is just so helpful in terms of navigating new ways of doing, being, seeing, feeling. So again, thank you for everyone who shares here and in our daily lives. And I think, you know, at the moment we've just come to a really beautiful triumphant event, which is that we have returned the Tiaki to the Saddleback, to the Otokonui Valley, so likely extinct on the mainland here for, you know, more than 150 years. And we did bring them back in 2009, but we had a stoat incursion in 2015 and they all disappeared. So to be able to bring them back is a huge healing for all of us. And again, that collaboration and that honouring and acknowledging of others' stories and perspectives is what has made that happen. So thank you for allowing me this time to share with you, and I hope that you're having the opportunity to acknowledge the precious gifts that you too are bringing into this world each day with your own story. And I'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks so much. Ka kite.
You're listening to Blowing Bubbles. We're talking with Quinn Kingy. I like the words in that song, The Light by Joy and Soul. Perception is reality. What else did I write down? What would make me want to dim the light of another? I really like that. Yeah, it was like, why would I want to do that? And how light changes things. You're right. It is about how that vibration, as you say, passes on, and we need to be aware of that and enjoy that and use it for good.
Absolutely.
Speaking of things for good, Quinn, you've got a new kaupapa that you're working on at the moment, which I found out the other day when I ran into you down at the Whakatane Heads, and you were with a group of Tane Māori down there. What can you tell us about what you're doing? Because it's so beautiful.
I have recently found out that, you know, since COVID, men's mental health has risen quite severely. And so my one of my best mates, I actually named my son after him. He was the one that drowned in Ōhiwa Harbour Christmas Day. He was a little bit intoxicated, and it was a really sad occasion, obviously, his passing. But he was reaching out for help before this, you know, and it was really sort of hard to take that, you know, a really good friend of mine didn't reach out to me, you know, to offer resources but help I have. So for me it was like, if my best friend feels whakamā, is what we call it, shy to reach out for help, then, you know, there's got to be something I can do about this. So with everything that I've gone through, so 2024, I went through a bit of a hard breakup. And so I just wanted to share a lot of my knowledge and experience around these matters. Also, I grew up, my dad died when I was 2 months old. So I never had a father figure growing up. And so I know the importance of being a father, but a good father, you know, a father figure that's going to role model good energy, you know, good positive experiences. Yeah, so I just really want to help men who are going through hard times, who need connection, who want a different space, a space to talk. Yeah, so I'm using kai mahi, which is what I was brought up on, harvesting kai, harvesting food in our area, and using our local stories as connection to the land, connection to their walk in life, and just connection in general, yet again.
And so how many men are you working with at the moment?
So my last wananga I had, we had 11 men there. I have another wananga coming up on the 28th to the 2nd of March, 28th of February to the 2nd of March. We go and stay at the marae, we have a stay over, we go fishing, we go for hikes, we go and set the net, set the hinaki, and then we do breath work, teach them how to meditate, and yeah, we really try and get our men to engage in a positive light. So yeah, the breath work is very powerful. Our culture is powerful, and being around men, you know, opening up, it's not normal, so it's very uncomfortable at first, but it's also very empowering once we have broken through.
If there was a man listening now to our broadcast who was struggling, who was feeling those negative feelings and not sure where to go and what to do, what would you say to him?
I would say, get a hold of me, come to Whakatane. Come and partake of our wānangas. We really want to, men who are isolated, who feel isolated, just let them know that there is support here, and through collective consciousness, we can overcome anything. You're not alone, and yeah, we're here. Whakatane, as you know, Whaia Marewa, is a very beautiful, amazing place. And yeah, our culture, well, the Mātātua Waka, you know, our town is just, it's an untapped sanctuary of, we call it Whakatauki, but it's an untapped sanctuary of values and stories and a way of life that I just want to share with the world.
Beautiful.
And going to Whakatane increases the likelihood of you getting Moira's sourdough bread.
Yes, I've got to put that one down.
Yeah, well, you know you've always got some here.
I remember that big day you gave me, Fa. That was amazing.
Oh, there was a pizza dough.
Yeah, it was tasty, yes.
Good.
How's everyone being fed at this tent city thing you're at?
Oh, funny you say that. It's dinner time right now. Hang on, if you let me, I'll just try and turn my camera around. Everyone's over there just waiting for dinner. Look how long that line is.
And you'll be at the back of it.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's all right. Yeah.
Look how big that marquee is. It's huge.
Yeah, we've just had all the pōhiris come through. That's where everyone's sleeping over there. There's like big tents over there. That's the big marquee for dinner. We have dinner in there. And everyone's just lining up.
Oh, well, send us some pictures so we can add them onto the podcast for the listeners.
We'll do.
Do different groups bring those things with you, or is that the host doing all that?
The hosts do all of that. Yeah, we cook, we cater for everyone. And it's just like being at the marae, everyone pitches in. You give a koha when you get here, but a lot of donations are given, and yeah, mā te raurau, really, everyone just brings in, participates and gives.
I have some questions to end the show, so you can get back into that queue. What's the biggest success you've had in the last couple of years?
Oh, biggest success. Oh, I had two sons in the last 2-3 years. So, yeah, I've got two young sons. They're, one's two. His name is Kai Ohi. Named them after my namesake, who he's passed, and then my younger son, Rapata Kotuku. So yeah, I've had two sons in the last 2 years. Another success is, I'm really driven to help our community of Awatapu, and making change. So you can make change by being an example of change. Or you can also go in, and there's a saying that I've learnt, being the squeaky wheel. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. So, I'm pretty squeaky in our community, and I really love it. I love what I do. I mean, I do what I love.
Well, we're wrote a thesis about being the squeaky wheel.
Oh, nice.
So, Quinn, what is your superpower?
Oh, my superpower is being able to grab my my experiences, my mistakes in life, and transmuting them into today's walk and helping others so they don't make the same mistakes.
Do you consider yourself to be an activist?
Depends on what context. I believe I am a walking example of change. I'm an activist of change.
A walking and paddling activist of change.
Yes, on Waitangi Day we'll be paddling all day, and it's going to be a hot beating sun.
Are you prepared with some water?
Yes, so one of the rules on the waka is you're not allowed to wear a hat, no glasses, no anything. Like, you've just got your black shorts on. And yeah, you can sometimes these karakias go on for like hours, and you've got to sit there and yeah. So yeah, make sure we put a lot of sunscreen on beforehand.
So what motivates you? What gets you out of bed in the morning?
My kids first and foremost. And being an example to others, just leaving a legacy for my children, really.
So what challenge or opportunity are you looking forward to in the next year or so?
One of the biggies is definitely our community. We're trying to clean up our river. That's a big one. Another opportunity, I suppose, is just participating in everything hapu and iwi within my rohe, within my whānau. I have a business. I've started my business. Aio Kaitiaki Limited. So I'm going to really push that. We deal with pest plants, pest species, so kaitiaki tanga. So that's a huge one. I am one that sort of floats with the wind wherever it pushes me, and if the opportunity presents itself, I take it that's the sign, so I just go with it.
if you stay away too long, those pests will get rampant and have work forever.
Well, as they say, a great leader makes himself redundant. So, you know, you've got to always be bringing up the next generation, making sure that they're ready to fill your shoes.
And lastly, do you have any advice for our listeners?
Yes, smile more, laugh a lot, and always look for joy in life.
That sounds like good advice to me. Mawira.
Quinn, I've known you for a number of years now, and you never cease to continue to amaze me with the wonderful mahi that you do in our community, the way you raise your kids, the support that you give to everybody else's kids, your innovation when it comes to solving so many of the problems that people just walk away from. There you are, always looking for a way to solve those problems and doing it all on a shoestring budget. And I just really value and appreciate your commitment and your contribution to making our community a better, healthier, more well space for everyone. Kia ora, Elpa.
Kia ora, Fire.
Kia ora, Quinn. Hey, Quinn, if we're looking out for you on the socials and on the TV, what are we looking for?
Quinn Ohi Kingi is my socials. You'll see me around. I'm normally on a few socials. You might see me on Takaya. So Takaya just done a story on me and my mate TK on his kaupapa. But yeah, I'm always there or thereabouts. I just find myself, coincidentally, I find myself in spaces of which there's no such thing as coincidences, right? It's divine intervention. So you'll see me around, Quinn Kingi.
All right. We are going out to as close as I can find to Mawira's Waka, the Wellerman, except it's the Tereo version, from the Harmonic Resonators.
Kia ora.
I mua he waka ka wiki me te ingwa nei ko te piriti re wā atu ka mau te au ka pūhia e te hau.
Mau mai e wele mana te huka te ti me te rama I nā ka oti ana ka wehe ai mātou.
Te roa ia I te moana ka tika mai he tohora I karanatia te katoa rātitia te ika.
Nau mai e wele mana, te huka te ti me te rama, I nā ka oti ana ka wehe ai mātou.
Ki te wai te hiku ka pakia mai Katoa nā ringa e whawhai Ka ruku ki raro
Mau mai e wei mana Te huka te ti me te rama I nā ka hoti ana ka wehe ai mātou
E mau tonu mai te ika E harane nā te hawa He pono nā whai tohora Ka toia te waka
Mau mai e wei mana Te huka te ti me te rama I nā ka hoti ana ka wehe ana
Bubbles, positive conversations with people in their bubbles, their safe spaces around the world. Brought to you by the Sustainable Lens team, which is brought to you by Otago Polytechnic. We are broadcast on Otago Access Radio every Wednesday afternoon at 3 and streamed and podcast on oar.org.nz. We had a contribution today from Tahu McKenzie. With Mawira Karatai, we've been joined from Waitangi by Quinn Kingi. I'm Sam Mann. That's Blowing Bubbles. We hope you enjoyed the show. Mā te wā.
Ki te rono e whawhai tonu, kua mau te ika tūturu, hoki mai a wērima.
mana ki te aki I nā kau moana
Maumai e weri mana te huka te tīme te rama I nā ka hoti ana ka wehe ana tau Maumai e weri mana te huka te tīme te rama I nā ka hoti ana ka wehe ai mā tau
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.